Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Lamed Aleph. We are holding on the very top of daf Lamed Aleph at the two dots. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, called Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom, and Shalom Shav and Aliyah, also by Daniel Sadi, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, they should all return home safely, and also by Shragi Brill on his father's yard site, Lizech Nishmas, his father, Tzvi Hirsch, Ben Harav Shragaleib, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss some of the most Yisodistic Lamdish Sugyas in all of Shas. As you have that a lot in the third paragraph of Basra, actually. But we're going to talk about Migo B'makom Edim. What happens if you have one person that has a Migo in his side and the other person that has Edim on their side? So can Migo contradict? Is Migo such a powerful Taina that could even overpower Edim? Then the Gemara is going to talk about towing v'chozer v'towing. Person comes to basin with one taina, doesn't seem to be working, so he changes his tune and he comes with another taina. So do we say, come on, this isn't a joke? You can't just change your whole claim. Or maybe that for some reason he wasn't thinking clearly before and he has a valid taina now. So let him say his valid taina. Then the Gemara is going to discuss edus hakchasha. Now what do you do when you have two sets of edim? Can you trust either set of Edim for other Eduyos? And are there different circumstances where maybe yes and maybe no? Maybe you can, maybe you can't. Then the Gemara is going to begin the sugya of Zilusa de Beidina, that if Beis Din paskins one way about something, and then they see that maybe the halacha could have gone the other way for a variety of reasons, new evidence, something like that. So do we reverse the decision, or do we say no? It's going to make Beis Din look like a joke, and the institution of Beis Din is more important than any one case. So if Beis Din, they just got it wrong, so then you don't worry about Zilusa de Beidina. But it's something that's still not like 100%, but had they had all this information that they have right now, they wouldn't have come to their original decision. So do we say the institution of Beis Din is too important that we can't undermine the authority of Beis Din, and therefore we're not going to reverse the case? Or do we reverse the case because MS is always the most important value? So that's going to be, we're going to begin the sugya of Zilusa de Beidina today, and Bezushan, that will continue into tomorrow's daf as well. So let's begin at the two dots on the top of daf, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara tells us as follows, Zeh Omer Shalavosai, Vizeh Omer Shalavosai. You have two people, each coming to make a claim on the same piece of property, and each one claims that this is their ancestral property. This belonged to my forefathers, my father. One of them brings a raya. Reuven brings a raya that Itaka, not raya, brings witnesses that this land Taka belonged to his father. The other one doesn't have, Shimon doesn't have witnesses that it belonged to his father, but he has witnesses that he's been there for 3 years and that he therefore has a chazaka. So which one do we give the land to? So Rabba says the one who brings Edim of the Chazaka is Neman, that it belonged to his father, because Malo Leshaker. Why would he lie about it having belonged to his father? He has Edim on a Chazaka. So Yibai Amalei Minach Zvinta V'achalta Shnei Chazaka. If he wanted, he could have said that yes, it belonged to your father, but I bought it from you and now I have a Chazaka, and that would be a Chazaka Shieshi Mataina, and we believe him. So the one that has the Chazaka, says Rabba, is the one that's awarded the land because he has a migo. This is the taina that's referred to. Mali l'shaker is another term for migo. Now, Rav Elchanan famously says that the lumdus of migo could go in one of two ways. How does a migo work? One possibility is that since I could have had a different taina that would have been a more powerful taina, and I chose not to go with the taina, it's a raya that what I am saying is emes. Meaning, since I could have said something that would have for sure won me the case, and I didn't go with that, so that shows that why wouldn't I go with whatever's going to give me the strongest possibility to win the case if I wanted a lie? There's only one reason I wouldn't do that. That's because I'm actually telling the truth. And therefore, you're going to believe me that in the taina that I'm actually saying. So this fellow that says that it was Afhasai, it belonged to my father, he must be telling the truth because he could have said, Inakadami, it never belonged to my father, but I bought it from you and it would have been case closed. The second possibility of how Migo works is what's called koach ha-taina, that even though the taina that he's saying right now is not strong enough to be mezakeh him in order for him to win the case, since he could have had another taina that would have been mezakeh him, we are miyapa kocho with this taina, even though he's saying a taina gerua. We say that it's ki'ilu, we give the ne'emanus of the unsaid taina onto the taina that was actually stated. So different possibilities of precisely what the mechanism is of Migo. But be that as it may, Rabba says that the reason he's believed is Migo. That Migo, he could have said that Einachinami, it belonged to your ancestors and you inherited it, but then I bought it and now I have a chazaka. So Amle Abaye, Abaye says, granted he has a Migo, but Mali L'shakar B'makom Edim Lo Arminan, we don't believe a person with a Migo and something that they're Edim against. His taina was that his forefathers always owned this land. We have Edim that say that the other guy's forefathers always owned this land. So since he's not Neman about that, because there are Edim, so even though he has Edim that he has a Chazaka, but it's a Chazaka Sheini Mataina, meaning his claim to the land, the Taina that he has land, we know is false. It's demonstrably false because he's saying it belonged to his father, and we have Edim that it didn't. We have Edim that it belonged to somebody else's father. So if the Taina that he's coming with is demonstrably false, then I don't care that you have a chazaka. Chazaka sheini mataina is not a chazaka at all. Now, he never said beferish that it always belonged to his forefathers, so it could be that, you know, one could argue that the Tosus points out that we could be mefarish dvarav in a way that it's not going to be so sudiyedim. And he might be saying that, yes, in a chanami it belonged to your father, but it also belonged to my father, because my father bought it from your father. Father, and now I have a chazaka in it as well. So why don't we touch up his, you know, his claim in that way? How's Abaye so certain that this is a migo against Edim? It's not a lavdafka against Edim. It could be that it was your father's and my father's at different times. So the Ri suggests that the mashmaus of the taina that shalav hase implies always that it wasn't something that was a more recent transaction. So if he would say beferush, if he would have said beferush, that yes, it was not always my father's, but at some point it was my father's, so he'd be believed, because then it's a migo that's not against Edom. But he never said that, and the mashmos of what he's saying is that it was always his father's, and therefore it's a migo against Edom. The Rashba raises the following kasha. This idea that we don't say migo makom Edom is a beferish of Mishnah Maseches Ksubos Daf Tes Vav and Beis. So the Rashba says, why would Rabba initially go with this migo? Meaning Rabba says that we do trust the Migo. It was only Abaye who said that we don't. Why would Rabba trust the Migo? It's beferish against the Mishnah that you don't say. The Mishnah says you don't say Migo b'makom Edim. So the Rashba suggests that even according to Rabba, when there's no way to touch up what he's saying, that in other than to be soser the Edim, enochinami, he would not be believed. But over here, there's a way to be metaritz tvarav. There's a way to say that what he's saying is actually true, as we're going to soon see in the Gemara, that the Gemara is going to suggest that when he said that he can taina, when I said av hasehi, what I meant to say is not that it actually belonged to my father, but that I'm so certain that this is mine, it's ki'ilu, this was something that was always ours. So there's a way to touch up what he meant, and whenever there's a way to touch up what he meant, then we're not going to have the weakness of Migo B'Makom Edim. But in a chinami, if you have a direct Migo B'Makom Edim, everyone agrees. Rabba Abaye, everyone agrees that you don't say Migo B'Makom Edim. So how do we pass in this machlokas between Rabba and Abaye? So if it was a machlokas, Rava and Abaye, it would be clear out of Paskin, because Allah is like Rava always, except for Yal Kigam. It's Rabba and Abaye, and the Halach, in fact, is like Rabba, the Rashbam points out. Tosos says that you could prove that we have to be Gores Rabba and not Rava, because the Gemara is going to say that Rava disagrees with Rav Chista, because we don't say Migo B'makom Edim. Whereas over here, if you're Gores Rava, it sounds like you would say Migo B'makom Edim. So that's how Tosos brings a Raya, that it must not be Rava. The other Raya is because we're and therefore that changes the Psak, meaning if the Girsa was Rava, then the Psak would have to be Rava also, because we always pass on like Rava except the Al-Kigam. But because the Girsa is Rabba, that gives us the freedom to pass on like Abaye, because there's no klal that the halacha is always like Rabba against Abaye. There's only klal that the halacha is always like Rava against Abaye. So that is issue number one in our daf. Do we say Migo b'makom edim? So Rabba says that we trust the Migo. Abaye says, no, the Migo's against edim. We cannot trust the Migo. Hadar Amarleg, taking this case a step forward, let's say the guy who has the chazaka comes and he says, in da'av hasachi vizavinta minayhu. You know what? I changed my mind. It didn't belong to my father. It belonged to your father. What you're saying is absolutely true. And I bought it from them, and now I have a chazaka. I bought it from your forefathers, and now I have a chazaka. V'hai da'ami lach da'av hasi. That which I initially came to Beis Din with the taina that it belonged to my ancestors, d'samach li Allah k'da'av hasi. What I meant to say is that I am as certain about this karka, I am as secure that this karka is mine as if it were shalav hasi. But that was a figure of speech. That was not meant to be taken literally. What literally happened is that it belonged to your fathers and I bought it from them. So to'in v'chozer v'to'in, or ain't to'in v'chozer v'to'in? Do we let him get away with that? Meaning, he was about, according to Abaye, he was about to lose because he had amigo b'makom edim. They were edim against. Now he's coming to teach up that it's not b'makom edim because the edim are really contradicting what I wanted to say, and he's adjusting his taina in a way that it's not going to be against the edim. So do we now believe him with amigo that he could have said, I bought it directly from you? So ula amar toin v'chozer v'toin, nardoi amri einu toin v'chozer v'toin. So this is the second machlokas in our daf. Do we say toin v'chozer v'toin or not? So Ula says we give him the freedom to be able to adjust the taina in a way that will work for him. And Ardai says, no, there's no adjusting a taina. Whatever you said first, that's your taina. So there are cases where each will agree to the other. Umodi Ula, even according to Ula, that you can come back and adjust the taina, Ula b'modi that hechad amalei shel avosai v'lo shel avosecha de'ein toin v'chozer v'toin. If he had initially said beferish, it belonged to my ancestors and it never belonged to your ancestors, he can't say, oh, what I meant by that is that I was secure, that I'm so sure about it, that as if it belonged to my ancestors. Then why did you add, and it never belonged to yours? Meaning it did belong to the other guy's ancestors, and you're not being molded to that. So that's where you're completely makhish, your taina rishona, where you completely contradict your original taina. Even Ula's going to be molded, that eino toin v'chozer v'toin. The Torah quotes from Arimi Gash that din of eino chozer v'toin is only when the original taina was a taina hamechayeves. But if the original taina was a taina that patters him, then he can come up with other tainas that even contradict the original taina and patter himself. So he says, because the point is not that he's believed with amigo. The real reason is, so long as he was never mischayev bebezdin through the original taina, there's no hodas baldin. And therefore, he could still be soser that original taina and come up with another taina. But if Edim came and was Sosa, the original Taina, he's Nema, he'll still be Neman Al Yedei, the second Taina, when it was only coming to pater him. But anyway, that's the case where Ula is Moda, that even though Ula generally holds Toin v'chozer v'toin, but not if the second Taina is a complete contradiction to his first Taina. And in a case where they were in front of Beis Din and he hadn't said anything, he didn't come back with the second taina while still in front of Beis Din, then Vasamah Braivatan, and then they left Beis Din, and then he came running back to Beis Din some while later, and he comes back with the second taina. Then everyone's going to agree that he cannot be chazer. The Ula is also going to be moda that he cannot be chazer v'toin. So Ula has two exceptions to this rule of toin v'chazer v'toin. Exception number one is when it's a complete hakchasha to what he said originally. There's no way to touch up what he said originally. And exception number two is if he had to go home and then he came back with this new taina. It wasn't on the spot, because the assumption is that if he went home and then he comes back after Shabbos, you know, with this new taina, it's because he was sitting at the Shabbos table and he was going to say, ah, I lost the most distressing case in Beis Din this week. Here's what happened. And his friend, who's a lawyer, is going to say to him, you know, you could have said that. So, okay, now someone told him what he could have said. So he comes running back to Beis Din with that taina. So that we're not going to accept. Umodu Nardai, and Nardai will say that will be moda, meaning even though we hold Eino toin v'chazur v'toin, that heicha da'amar le shalavosai shalakhuha me'avosecha, if his second taina is that it belonged to my father who bought it from your father, the chazur v'toin. Meaning that's not makhish at all. That's not contradicting anything he originally said. Meaning, and it's not even saying that it was a figure of speech, that his first taina was a figure of speech. His first taina was literal. It belonged to Lav Hosai. It's just not for that long, because they had purchased it from your father. So that, he can be chazur v'toin. Tosus points out that Tosus Nibra Maskel Ma says he doesn't actually have to say Beferish that he knows that his father bought it from the other guy's father. It's good enough for him to just say that I know my father lived in this property. And then Beis Din will be Toein LeYoresh, because once we know that he's been Machzik in it for Yom Echad, it's as if he had will be Toein, that it must be that he had bought it from the other guy's father. The Rashbam, however, says that no, Beis Din is not Toein LeYoresh unless it's a case where that he has Aidim that his father lived there for one day. For him to come with a claim that his father lived there for one day, Beis Din is not going to pipe up and say, oh, what you must mean is that your father bought it from the other guy's father. It's just a claim. But if he has Aidim that his father lived there for one day, so then Beis Din will be towing the Yoresh. Now, Tosfos raises the following issue. What if we just said a case where Ula is going to be Moda to Narda, and a case where Narda is Moda to Ula, right? So the case where Ula is Moda to Narda, that there's no way you can come back with another claim, is that you went home in between, right? And the case where Narda is Moda to Ula is that he says his father bought it from the other guy's father. What if he went home in between and came back and said, my father bought it from the other guy's father? Meaning, what if you have, you have both of those things in the same case. He's saying, my father bought it from the other guy's father, which Narda would say, oh, good, so you're allowed to be towing v'chazur v'towing. But he only said that after going home. And Ula said, once you go home, that's it, case closed. So which one wins? So that's the suffix that Tosos raises. So Tosos suggests that even if this taina happens after he came back from Beis Din, where we said that even Ula is moda, that ain't tonu chazur v'toein, so it could be that over here he's going to be ne'eman, because over here we don't view it as chazur v'toein at all. Meaning Ula says you can't be chazur v'toein if you went back home. But what's the lumdus of why Nardoi says that he's believed to say my father bought it from your father? Is because it's not called chazur v'toein. He's not saying anything different. He's simply elaborating slightly. So if he's not saying anything different, it doesn't even have a shame chazur v'toein, and that's why he's going to be believed. However, other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba say that no. Once he left Beis Din, he's Eino Nema. That is the overriding klal. That Ula's original klal, that when you leave Beis Din, you're done. That is, it's like a chazaka that anything you say after that was just because someone told you to say it, but not because it's actually true. So this is the machlokas Rishonim in terms of which of these klalim is bigger than the other. Rabbi Kiveger learns that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this second day in Rishonim, like Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba, that once you go home, it's case closed, and there's nothing that you're going to be able to say anymore from that point forward. And also another case where Nardai will be Moda, Vehechad Yishtai Mili Abra'i, in a case where originally his original taina was said, but not in Beis Din. He was talking among friends. So that's where he made his original taina, Velo Ta'an. And he didn't say the taina's that he's tainaing now. And then Vasa the Beidin of a Ta'an. And then he comes to Beis Din and he says, so outside of Beis Din, he was saying, I have a chazaka. I don't know why this guy thinks he can take it from me. I have a chazaka. And then they come into Beis Din and Beis Din says, what do you have to say for yourself? This guy says it belonged to his father. He'll say, yeah, I know it belongs to his father. My father bought it from his father. Well, he never said that outside of Beis Din. He was talking to all of his friends. It was all the pre-trial stuff. He never mentioned this before. But his first time mentioning it is in Beis Din. That's the original taina. And therefore, that's not a problem of towing because of a towing. That's perfectly fine. My taima, well, why do we trust it? Because sometimes people like to keep their tainas close to the vest. meaning they know that there's oppo research going on. They don't want the other side to know exactly what he's going to come to court with, because then they're going to be prepared for that. So he keeps his primary taina, the one thing he really wants to say, he keeps that to himself until he shows up to Beis Din. So once he shows up to Beis Din, then he's going to say his real legitimate taina. So Amar Amemer Ano Nardana. Amemer says, look, I'm a Nardai, and I know the Nardai say Eino Chozer V'Tovein, Usfir Li, the Toy V'Chozer V'Tovein. But I'm breaking ranks, and I'm going to go to Ula's side, that Toyin V'Chozer V'Tovein, Vilch, the Toyin V'Chozer V'Tovein. And therefore we paskin, that Toyin V'Chozer V'Tovein, we paskin like Ula against the Nardai. So again, we had a Machlokas, Ula and Nardai, whether the Toyin V'Chozer V'Tovein or Eino Toyin V'Chozer V'Tovein. There were two cases that Ula was Moda that you cannot come back. Case number one is when he says, when his original taina was Velo Shalav Osecha. Case number two is where he had left Beis Din and come back. Then there were two cases where Nardai is Moda, that you in fact can be Chozer V'Tovein. Number one was where he said, my father bought it from your father. And case number two is that that the original taina wasn't said in Beis Din, was said outside of Beis Din, and the new taina was said in Beis Din. And at the end of the day, we pass on like Ula against Nardai, that Tovein, the Chozer V'Tovein. Period. Now we move on to the next sugya, the sugya of Eidus HaChasha. Zeh Omer Shalavosai. One of them says that this karka belonged to my father, and I yarshined it from my father, and I even have a chazak in it. Vizeh Omer Shalavosai. And the other one says, no, it belonged to my father, and I have a chazak in it. So hayas isadi davhasi v'achola shnei chazaka, v'ayasada achola shnei chazaka. Each one brings edim that say that they are the ones that are muchzak in it, but one of them has edim that says, in addition to that, that it belonged to his father. So Reuven has edim that it belonged to his father and that he has a chazaka. Shimon has edim that he has a chazaka in it. Now they can't both have a chazaka in it, right? One of them has been the one who's been muchzak in it for the last 3 years. So this is Eidus HaChasha. Some Rav Nachman, Ukli Achila, Lebahadi Achila, Vukiara, Bechaskas Havasa. Rav Nachman says, yeah, it's Hakhasha about the Chazaka. So cancel, ignore what everybody's saying about Chazaka, and the only Eidus left standing is Reuven's Eidus that it belonged to his father. So good, so Reuven is going to win. Meaning we pretend nobody has a Chazaka, and we have Eidus that belong to Reuven's father. Amle Rava. Rava says, Eidus that belong to Reuven's father. Those Eidim that just said that it belonged to Reuven's father also said that Reuven has a chazaka in it, and they've been contradicted by other Eidim that said that Reuven doesn't have a chazaka in it. Eidus mukcheshesi. Since it's shtei kitos Eidim that are mechisho zuazu, so one of them is definitely lying, and therefore there should be puzzle for all Eidus. We don't know which one is the liar and should be puzzle for all Eidus, but we have to be choshesh that maybe Reuven's Eidim are the lying set of Eidim, and therefore we cannot trust it. So therefore Rava says, I'm not going to take anything from this Eidus. This is somewhat problematic, because there is a, Tosos points out, there is a sugya that appears in a couple of places in Shas, very prominent sugya, because it's one of the Al-Kagam, that about Eidim Zomim, and sugya about Kama and Masech Sanhedrin, where there's Machlokas Abayi and Rava about an Eid Zomim. That Abayi holds Eid Zomim is the Mafreya who nifsal. That if someone turns out to be an Eid Zomim, so every Eidus that he said from the time that he told that original lie is going to be disqualified. Whereas Rava says, no, what happened? A guy issued testimony on January 1st that Reuven had killed Shimon on the previous day, on December 31st, right? And then as this court case was dragging on, he went and he told Eidus in five other cases between January 1st and February 1st. And then February 1st, Eidim come and say, on December 31st, Imanu Yisem. So what do I do with all the Eidus that he gave in between January 1st and February 1st? So Abaye says, what do you do with it? He was puzzled. We just showed that on January 1st, he was already a liar. So That means on January 10th he was a liar. It means on January 15th he was a liar. He's a dishonest person. So apostles everything. Whereas Rava says, no, mikanu labo nifsal. When you make a person an eid zomim, we do not say that we go back to the time that he told the original testimony with which he was lying and apostle everything from then on. No, it's only from the moment you make him an eid zomim that he becomes apostle. Now, why is it mikanu labo nifsal? So the Gemara has two explanations. One explanation is that for the shita of Rava, that mikanu labo nifsal, is that eid zomim chidushu in the chabal mishas chidush of eilach. The whole idea that we're going to believe the two eidim over the other two eidim and make the first two eidim zomim is a chiddush. The concept of eid zomim is a chiddush, and therefore by a chiddush you say in the chabal mishas chidush of eilach that the chiddush that the first set is pasul only applies from the time that we apply that chiddush. The other possibility is that Meikra didn't really, it should have been pasul the mafreya, but the chacham were masake, and that's going to cause such chaos. You're going to pasul all the eduyos that they were made the mafreya. It's going to be a huge hafsid for anyone who made some major transaction and relied on this person who had an otherwise perfectly good reputation and was known to be a trustworthy aid. It's going to, so it's takanas chacham, that really ain't a chinami. He should have been pasul the mafreya, but a takanas chacham. So the Gemara says, and what's the nafkamina between the two reasons for Rava's Shita? Let's say the aid became apostle because they were made about him that he had stolen, or because of Eidus HaChasha. It wasn't Eid Zomim, so there was no Chiddush. So in such a case where it became Eidus HaChasha, the fact that he becomes apostle is not a Chiddush like an Eid Zomim. So if you're going to go with the reason that Eid Zomim is Nifsal Mikano Labba because it's a Chiddush, over here it's no Chiddush, so Rav will be moda that he's apostle Mafreya. But according to the reason that he's only apostle Mikano Labba because of Takanas Lukuchos, so we should have the same Takanas Lukuchos over here. So that would be a nafkamina. The Gemara says if Itaka becomes the aid becomes possible the only Mikanu Labba, so that very Eidos that he became Huzam or he became Hukhash, he's made two things and he's only Hukhash on one of them, then he only becomes possible for that one thing, meaning that his Eidos is only possible for that one thing that he was Hukhash on, but not for that second thing. Now with that backdrop, Tosla says, I don't understand. How does Rava say over here that his whole Eidos is thrown out, even the fact that he said that it belonged Shalavosav, according to the reason according to the reason within Rava that the Eidos that the Eidzom is only possible Kanal Abba is because of Takanos Lukuchos, so even by Eidos that's Hukhash, he should only be possible Kanal Abba, right? That was the Nafkamin, even by Eidos Achash, it should only be possible Kanal Abba. And even on that Eidos that he was Mukhash on, he's only possible on the part that he was Hukhash, not on the other part. And yet Rav is saying over here, Eidos Mukhash, see, get this whole Eidos out of base, I don't believe any of it. What do you mean you don't believe any of it? You, Rav, according to one of the explanations of Mikanu Labo Nifsal, hold that you're supposed to believe the rest of it, that you're only not supposed to believe the part that's actually Hukhash. So because of that, Tosa says that the Gemara must hold over here like the other Svara of Rava, that the reason Mikanu Labo Nifsal is not because of any Takonos Lukuchos, it's because Eid Zomim Chidushu, and therefore by Eidus HaChasha, it's the Mafreyahu Nifsal, and everything he says is always going to be possible. That must be the Mahalich of our Gemara. However, other Rishonim, and Tosa quotes from the Riva, that our Gemara could work even according to the Shita that it's Mishum Takanas Lukuchos. The Gemara only says that he's not possible in that Eidos that he's Mukhash on the part of it that he's not Mukhash when that part is about something else. But over here, it's all about the same exact din, that we're trying to be machzik the karka in this person's possession. So there were two reasons that they wanted to be, two claims behind that basic eidos. When it's about mamish the same thing, then even an eidos hachasha will agree to throw out the entire thing. So that's the way that Rava could still fit with the Gemara in Baba Kama and in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin. Okay, so anyway, so what happened over here? One guy has, Reuven has edus that that it belonged to his father and that he has a chazakah. Shimon only has edus that it belongs to, that he has a chazakah, but not that it belongs to his father. So Rav Nachman says you cancel out the chazakah edus and the one that says and Reuven wins because it belonged to his father. And Rav says no, the whole thing is mukheshes to throw out all the edus. So Rav Nachman said to Rav, nihidas kachash ba'achilasa. I don't understand. Granted, there's a hachasha about the chazaka. Bav hasami is kachash. Is there any hachasha about whose father it belonged to? That's only you only have one set of edus about that. So therefore, you should trust that. This svara comes up in the following context. There's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer where he's asked about someone who is mitzvah to give after he dies that his nechasim should go to a keren for lima Torah for bnei aniyim. And if you don't find bnei aniyim, then you should give it to to teach Torah to. Then give it to his relatives who happen to be aniyim. That's not a Talmud Torah. Cause. But there was a machlokas among the edim which Keren Tzedakah he wanted his nechassim to go to. One of them said that it was a Kupas Tzedakah in this city, and the other one said it was a Kupas Tzedakah that in another city. So the Shaila was, since we don't know which Keren Tzedakah La'aniyim he meant to give it to, and we have Edus Mucheshes about it, should we just give it to the Yorshim? Should we just give it to the Bnei Mishpachto, who are also Aniyim? So the Chasam Sofer says, we have this line in the Gemara, that Nihi De'iskachash Ba'achila granted there's a hachasha about one detail, but there wasn't a hachasha overall. So Chasam Sofer says the same thing over there. Granted there's a hachasha about which aniyim b'nei Torah, Talmud Torah la'aniyim it was meant for, but they all agree that that's what it was meant for, and therefore everyone agrees that it wasn't meant to go to the Yarshim. So it absolutely cannot go to the Yarshim in such a case. In a different case, where a person, the Sri Deish has a tshuva, a person dies and he leaves Nechasim and he says to give it to the Aniyeh Ha'ir, but he lives in Beverly Hills, I don't know, whatever, maybe there are Aniyim in Beverly Hills, I don't know. But he lives in a place where there are no Aniyeh Ha'ir. Nobody is poor. Everyone feels poor, but nobody's poor, right, in the whole city. So the Sri Deish writes that then you give the money to somebody else. You give it to a Beis Medrash Hachzakas HaTorah. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradei and Reshon Vav that if a guy says, I want this money to go to Aniyeh Ha'ir, they're not allowed to be Mishana it and give it to a Talmud Torah. He said, yeah, that's because there are Aniyeh Ha'ir, so there is Zocha in it. If you say that your tzedakah should go to a certain cause, and that cause exists, so that's a Kenyan. That cause is Zocha in it. But if the cause doesn't exist, so then you just give it to the best possible cause, which is Hachzakas HaTorah. Anyway, so says Gemara, this idea of Edus HaChasha, Lema, Rav of Rav Nachman, Beplukta, Rav Huna, Rav Chista Kemifli. This seems to already be a different Machlokas Amoraim. And it seems to be that it's the same Machlokas. De Itmar, you have the following Machlokas, Shteki, De Edema Machishu, Zuazu. You have two sets of Edim that contradict each other. One of them says, you have two Edim that say that, someone borrowed money from somebody else, and two other Edim say that on that day that you're being moda on the halva'a, we were together with these Edim, and we saw that there was no halva'a. We were together with these Edim, with this supposed malva and lova. We were there with them the whole day, and there was no halva'a. There was no loan that happened on that day. So we don't know who to trust. Right? First set of Edim says that there was a loan. Second set of Edim says there was no loan. It's Edim Samachisha, Zuazu. Some Rav Huna says, we can't possible both of these sets of Edom going forward. Zoba b'fnei atzmo mi'ida, v'zoba b'fnei atzmo mi'ida. Each set of Edom on their own can be made in future testimonies. The reason that we're machshir both of them is because the Rashbam points out they each have a cheskas kashrus, right? So I don't know, one of them is definitely possible, but since I don't know which one, we go with the cheskas kashrus that each one has. The Rav Elchanan points out in Kovit Shiurim that even though they're coming to be motzi in all future eduyos, they'll come and say, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. And we're going to believe them. So we're being motzi mamon based on what? Based on a cheskas kashrus? You can't be motzi mamon based on a chazaka. So he says, no, we're not being motzi mamon based on the chazaka. The cheskas kashrus, the chazaka makes them kosher. We're being motzi mamon based on Eidim. Now that they're kosher Eidim, we're being motzi mamon based on their Eidus. Rav Chista Amar, that's Ravuna Sheet. Rav Chista Amar Badi Sadi Shakri Lamali. Why would you risk having these Eidim testify in any case going forward? Meaning that one of these sets of Eidim is Sadi Shakri, are liars. So how can we possibly trust either of these sets of Eidim? Tosos raises the question, why aren't we machshir the second kas, migo, that they could have been made about the original kas that they were psulim? Meaning if the second Eidim wanted their testimony to be accepted, instead of saying, no, it didn't happen that way, they could have said, you, first set of Eidim, you're a bunch of gazlanim. And then they would have been believed to disqualify the first set of Eidim, and then the loan didn't happen, because there would be no Eidos to the loan. So migo that they could have done that, why don't we believe them anyway? So Tos says, well, we don't say migo b'makom Eidim. And then Tos says that we only believe amigo, a very important yesod. Tos says that there's amigo only works when it's one person that has amigo. We don't say two people could have come with a better taina, that two people together would have come with a better taina, because then they would have to align their stories in such a way. You don't say mali the shakri, I could have told a better lie. No, because if you were really trying to tell a lie, it would be very hard to align your stories properly. So Bekivega writes, what are the two answers of Tosos disagree about? They disagree about the yesod, about a fundamental idea when it comes to shtekita de samachishu zuazu. That the first answer of Tosos understands that when you have two edus samachishu zuazu, we don't get rid of the edus because of the suffix. Both eduyos are still kayam, but we're mistapik because we don't know which one to follow. So it's like a suffix d'oraisa. So Tosos says, okay, so amigo is not going to help either, because a ne'amanus is not greater than shnei edim, and you have the first shnei, they have the original two edim that are still here. It's just that we can't paskin like them because there are another two edim. There are another two edim against them. So just like an additional two edim wouldn't add anything to the case, because trei kameya, so amigo doesn't add anything to the case, because you already have two against two. But the re holds that when you have shtei kitos edim amachishu zuzu, it's as if you don't have edus at all, and therefore it's not considered amigo b'makom edim. So Yutaka would have been able to trust amigo, but for the fact that you don't say amigo when it's two people, because there is no edus. So anyway, so the Gemara tries to say lema Rav Nachman d'amak Rav Huna. Maybe Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna that each kas is kosher to be made in future eduyos, and therefore even though they're machish about the shnei chazaka, will be makabel the edus about da'av hasehu. V'Rava Rav Chista, and Rava says throw them all out. They're like Rav Chista, that these guys are puzzled, we don't want to have anything to do with them. So Aliba Rav Chista Kali Alma Lo Pligi, says the Gemara, no. According to, within the Shita of Rav Chista, who puzzles both sets of contradictory Eidim, everyone would agree that Rav Chista is going to say, you cannot be Makabel, the Eidos that belong to this guy's father, because this is Eidos HaChash, you have to throw him out of court. Ki Pligi, the whole Machlokas Rava and Rav Nachman is Aliba Rav Huna. It's within Shita's Rav Huna, that according to Rav Huna, who's machshir shtei kitei edim amachishu zuzu for future eduyos, so Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman says yes, and that's exactly what I say. That's why you're going to trust this set of edim dav hasayu. That even though they're hukchash on the shnei chazaka, but we're going to trust the Rav hasayu. V'Rava, and Rav would say no. Ad kan lo kom Rav Huna ela leedus acheres. Avalo say edus lo. When does Rav Huna say that you're going to trust these guys going forward? That's going forward, but on the very edus that they were hukchashan. Granted, it's a part of the edus that they weren't hukchashan, but it's the same edus that they said in the same court case. That even Rav Huna is not going to agree to. Hadar Isi Sadi Dav Hasehi. What if that case goes forward another step, and then the guy that originally didn't have edim that it belonged to his father's, so he then brings edim that it belonged to his father as well. So now you have Shnei Kitei Edim HaMachishu Zuzu on all fronts. So let's assume, like Rav Nachman said originally, that originally when one guy had Eidos of Chazaka, the other one had Eidos of Chazaka ve'av Hasei, the one that had Eidos of Chazaka ve'av Hasei wins, right? So what if the other guy now comes with Vav Hasei? So I'm Rav Nachman, anan achtinan, anan maskinan, le'uzus l'bedinan, lo cheshinan. Well, now we have to reverse the decision because we were wrong. So Masav Rav Avitei Rabbi Zeira, Shnayim Rav Meis, Shnayim Rav Lo Meis. Two guys said that a woman's husband died. Two people said that he didn't die. Shnayim Rav Niskash, Shnayim Rav Lo Niskash. Or two Edom contradict each other, two sets of Edom contradict each other about whether there was a divorce. Harezo Lo Tinase, she cannot get remarried. Vim Niseis Lo Tetze, but if she gets remarried, we don't force her to get divorced from the second husband. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, Omer Tetze. Yes, we do force her to get divorced from the second husband. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, Emes Ani Omer Tetze, Bizman Shobo Edom Vachar Kach Niseis. I'm going to say she gets divorced. If the Edom came that allowed her to get married, she got married. That would have not have allowed her to get married, and she got married anyway. Avol Niseis Vachar Kach Bo Edom, but if she got married, Beheter, and then Edom came, Harezu Lo Tetze. We're not going to force her to get divorced because we're Choshish for Zilusa de Beidina. Amalei Anas Savri Lemevet Uvdus. Rav Nachman said to Rava, I thought to do a Maisa like I said, not to be Choshish for Zilusa de Beidina and to just undo it. But Hashtatos de Osivtan At, now that you've asked on me from a Braisa, Va'osun Rav Hamnuna Besuria, and Rav Hamnuna in Surah asked on me, Lo Avdina Ba'uvda, I'm not going to be Motzi the Karka from the person who was Muchsak in it. Nafak Avad Uvda, Rav Nachman went out and he did a Maisa and he was Motzi the Karka from the person to the person who originally had it. Mandu Chaza Savatu Sabiyade. The person that saw that he did this assumed he had made a mistake, that he didn't remember the Braisa that slugged him up. So Velohi, but it's not true. Elimishum Detalia Bashli Ravravi. He was Tola on great Tanoim that we're about to see that there are many great Tanoim that hold that we're not Choshish for Zilusa de Beidina, and that's why when it came down to it, Allah Lamaisa, Rav Nachman was not Choshish Zilusa de Beidina because he was Tola on the list of Tanoim that we're going to see of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar and Shimon Gamliel that we're about to see in Bez Hashem. We'll pick up with Ditnan that kicks off that list tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.